Now the Philistines gathered their forces for war and assembled in Judah. Saul and the Israelites assembled and camped in the valley of Elah and drew up their battle line to meet the Philistines. The Philistines occupied one hill and the Israelites another, with the valley in between them. A champion named Goliath from Gath came out of the Philistine camp. He was over 9 feet tall and wore a bronze helmet on his head and also wore a coat of scale bronze armor weighing 125 pounds. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel,
"Why do you even bother to come line up for battle? I am a Philistine, and you measly scum are servants of Saul. Choose a man and have him come down to me. If he's able to kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, then you will be our subjects and serve us. Agreed? Do we have a deal?"
"He's challenging us, Saul."
"Yeah, I know. I think I heard him."
"Well, what are we gonna do?"
Maybe we could,
"Look at the size of him."
"Yes, I know. I'm thinking.
Well, whatever you're thinking, I hope you think of it soon."
"On this day, I defy the ranks of Israel. Come on, give me a man, and let us fight one another."
"Saul, he wants to fight one of us."
I know, I heard the man. Coward.
"Who are you gonna send to fight him?"
"Are you volunteering?"
"Man, please."
"That's just what I expected from a coward like you. Cowards like all of you. You guys call yourself the Israelite army? Is there anyone here that would like to try to take on Goliath?" "What's this silence I hear? I'm disappointed in you, Israel. You call yourselves the army of the living God? Are you men or are you mice?"
"Squeak, squeak."
"Oh my word, you guys are pathetic."
For 40 days, Goliath taunted Israel, challenged them every morning and every evening. Meanwhile, back in Bethlehem, David, the youngest son of Jesse, was tending sheep for his father. David had been in Saul's service, as were his oldest three brothers, but was going back and forth between Saul and tending sheep for his father.
"Here, sheep, sheep. Over here, sheep. That's a good boy. Come on. Round him now. Come on. Round him up. All right, sheep."
"David, I need you to take this roasted grain and 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to their camp. Take along these 10 cheeses to the commander of their unit. See how your brothers are and bring back some assurance from them."
"What's going on with them?"
"I forgot to tell you. You've been here for several weeks and you didn't know."
"What didn't I know?"
"The Philistine army is challenging Israel in battle. Your brothers are with Saul and with all the men in Israel in the Valley of Elah fighting against the Philistines."
"They need my help, Father. I must get there at once."
Early in the morning, David left the flock with the shepherd, loaded up, and set out as Jesse had directed. He reached the camp just as the army was going out to its battle positions, shouting the war cry. Israel and the Philistines were drawing up their lines, facing each other. David left his things with the keeper of supplies and ran into the battle lines to greet his brothers.
"Eliab, Abinadab, Shammah, how are you, my brothers?"
"David, what are you doing here?"
"I have come to bring you food and supplies and to assist you in fighting the Philistine army."
"But David, you're just a young boy. We are experienced warriors."
"That's right, David. You are just a shepherd."
"You shouldn't have come here, David. This man is very dangerous."
"Man? What man?"
"Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of Israelite scum."
"That's him."
"That's the man? Where are you going? Don't run from him in fear.
Running? Who's running?
Hey, guys, wait for me! Wait!
Israel, approach me, if you dare. Come out from under your mother's apron and face me!
What? My mama? Hold on, what did he say about my mama?
Do you see how this man keeps coming out to defy Israel?
How can one man create this much fear from the entire army of the Lord?
The king has a substantial reward for whomever can kill this giant.
What will happen for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel?
Oh, he hasn't heard. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him.
Really?
And not only that, he will give his daughter in marriage and will exempt his father's family from all taxes in Israel.
His daughter, huh? Is she pretty? It doesn't matter. I know my father, brothers, and myself will enjoy the tax-free life. Sounds like a deal.
Sounds like a deal. Did you hear that? Oh, my goodness.
But deal? You make it sound so easy.
Well, who is this Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?
If you can kill him, everything that we mentioned shall be yours.
That's a mighty big if!
Watch out now, get out of the way! What are you talking to my brother about?
Oh, we're just telling him the king's reward for Goliath's head!
Yeah, relax, Eliab.
David, why have you come here? And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the desert?
Eliab!
I know how conceited you are, and how wicked your heart is.
Wicked?
You have not come here to help. You only came down here to watch the battle.
Now what have I done? Can I even speak?
No, you can't even speak.
Please,
come on, fellas, let's
listen
get
to me.
Here.
Don't turn your backs on me. Somebody listen to me.
He's always thinking he's the gold chuck. Come on, and let's just go. You there. Who put you on break? Let's get out of here. Come on, everybody back to the camp. We have to fight this giant before he kills us all.
David, Saul would like to see you.
Yes, my lord Saul?
Your boasting about the Philistine was overheard and reported to me. David, this is not a game.
Oh, I was not boasting, my king. I meant every word of what I said. Let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. I will go and fight him.
You're not able to go out against this Philistine. You are only a boy. And he has been a fighting man since his youth.
Sir, I have been keeping my father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When the animal turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. I have killed both a lion and a bear, and Goliath will be just like them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine.
You are 100% right, David. You are a very brave young man. Go, and may the Lord be with you.
Thank you, King Saul.
No, we all thank you. David, wait. I have something for you. I want you to wear my tunic. I also want you to wear my bronze helmet and wear my coat of armor. These will all help protect you. Fasten your sword over the tunic.
There you go. There you go. That's lovely. Lovely. Beautiful.
I'm having trouble walking around in these.
Well, that's probably because you're not used to them yet.
That's true. With all due respect, Saul, I can't go in these.
No, that's not very wise. David, what will you use for a weapon? And what about your protection? The man is very dangerous.
This is all I will need.
A simple staff is all you'll take?
Yes.
You're kidding me, right?
And I'll take these with me as well. 2, 3, 4. These 5 smooth stones from the stream is all I'll need. I'm ready. With the stones in the pouch of my shepherd's bag, my sling in my hand, and God Almighty on my side, that's all the weaponry I'll need to face Goliath. I'll see you soon. This will be over before you know it.
I admire your confidence, David. May God be with you.
That boy's a goner.
What's this? A boy? What a ruddy and handsome little tyke we have here. But I'm not amused. What am I, a dog that you come at me with sticks? I'll tell you what. Sticks and stones will not break these Philistine bones. I curse you in the name of your own gods. Come here, little boy. I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field.
You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will hand you over to me. I will strike you down and cut off your head. Today, I will give the carcasses of the Philistine armies to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth. Then the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by the sword or by the spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands.
Is that so, boy?
Yeah, that's so.
The little boy has a sense of humor. It's a shame I'm going to have to destroy you. Only one thing left to do. Bring it on!
David drew a stone from his pouch and slung it toward Goliath. The stone hit Goliath in the forehead and sank in deep. Goliath fell face down into the ground. David then ran over to Goliath and stood over him. He drew Goliath's sword from his scabbard and cut off his head. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran in fear.
Oh, Goliath is dead. Our hero is dead. Oh, I'm getting out of here. Let's get out of here. Man, watch out. Watch out, everybody. I'm getting out of here.
The Philistines are fleeing back to their own lands. Let's go after them. Yeah!
That's right. You said it.
David, you've triumphed over Goliath with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in your hand, you struck down a Philistine and killed him. Whose son are you, young man?
I am the son of your servant Jesse of Bethlehem.
Well done, son of Jesse. From this day on, I will keep you with me, and you will not have to return to your father's home. I will see that you are appointed to a high rank in my army.